I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jason, good to have you back on Grant and Danny in the District, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here. It feels like we're finally on the home stretch of what's been an insane 4 to 5 months here. So I'm excited to go out to Vegas next week. And the Wizards actually are starting to shape up into a pretty serious basketball team. That's fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. We've only been waiting about 50 years, so we are ready for it to come.
It's almost time, buddy.
To fruition. We'll get to that in a second. I actually want to start with some newsier things. First of all, the Lakers. Explain this to me like I'm five. What is going on here, and is there any way LeBron doesn't end up playing in L.A.?
So the stuff with LeBron, I personally think mostly just comes down to him pouting because he got some intel behind the scenes that the Lakers were going to let DFS go. So the Jake LaRavia thing has been in the works for a while. He's been hanging out with Austin behind the scenes and trying to kind of leverage that situation. And so then it came down to, okay, if we're going to spend something in the mid-level exception range, we're going to probably end up investing this salary into Jake instead of Dorian. We'll let Dorian walk. And that obviously is a talent downgrade. And when you look at that juxtaposed with Denver loading up and Houston loading up and obviously how good Oklahoma City looked, it kind of looked like the Lakers were going from a, you know, fringe contender down instead of fringe contender up. And so I think that's where his frustrations came from. As far as LeBron ever potentially even considering leaving, he would have considered it if there was a shoe-in obvious fit that gave him like a clear, obvious, like top tier contending roster. And that just wasn't out there. Even for something like Cleveland, that would have been interesting in the sense that the East is so wide open that it would have given him a better chance to get to the finals. But then you're inevitably going to run into a Houston or an Oklahoma City or a Denver. And I don't think that that team would have been, you know, clearly better than that group. And so I think for LeBron at his age, as established in Los Angeles as he was, the chances of him leaving were always low, and I think most of this was just him pouting from the behind-the-scenes action.
So, Jason, I'm old enough to remember when somebody opting out of a deal was the way that they announced they're going to free agency, right? People are taking their talents to different cities. Now the opting in sends everyone panicking. It's just, I think, just kind of a sign of the times, right? Obviously, the CBA is such that it's more lucrative for these guys to quote-unquote stay home and then agitate for trades and the like. Just the state of the union on that, and then B, I want you to get us up to speed on this Phoenix and Houston deal, which might involve like four countries, the United Nations, Canada, like other weird trade agreements. What is going on?
Yeah, so as far as the opting in piece of it, I think, you know, there was this idea with LeBron that like maybe in some situation he would try to leverage a 1+1. That's the really interesting thing is LeBron almost always in this situation has opted out and then signed an additional 1+1 for financial security. Now, the Lakers are famously tight-lipped. Stuff doesn't get out. So I'm not sure whether or not they ever actually offered that or if this was more LeBron being like, I'm playing one more year and I'm done. But I think it was strange that he opted out and then take a 1+1 for the financial security. As far as like the opting in as a sign of the times, that was the funniest thing about the report from David Benjamin regarding them targeting cap space in 2027. There was just no universe where the Lakers were going to like land some big fish in free agency. It's just not how the league works anymore. Guys take their financial security, and then it also just gives them options on where to go. Cap space is limited, but if teams can match salary, there's all sorts of bloated contracts around the league. That's how you can end up facilitating swaps like some of the swaps that we've seen from around the league. And even just something like Jalen Green being on a massive deal, but that helps facilitate a Kevin Durant trade, right? Like that's how this stuff works. Now, as far as the Kevin Durant trade goes, there's just a lot of like surplus players involved in various spots. Like Phoenix has too many centers now with Malawach and the two guys from Charlotte. Then you have Houston has a surplus of centers too. I could see the Lakers getting in there to try to poach a backup center. I could see the Golden State Warriors trying to get in there to poach a backup center. But basically all these other teams are just trying to get into it to try to grab fringe role players. And then the machinations are a little bit easier to pull off in the multi-team trades. But obviously we'll see what it ends up turning out to be. But I would imagine most people are going to be looking for end of the rotation guys, like sixth, seventh guys to poach from Houston and Phoenix in that deal.
Jason Timpf, The Volume, joining us on Grant and Danny. Wild few days in the NBA. How crazy was what the Bucks did with Damian Lillard, and is there any precedent for anything like that?
10 years ago, when we were still seeing the wave and stretch provision, that was such a bizarre move. I get it. Like, so you look at this situation, right? And it's Giannis is not quite ready to request a trade. The Eastern Conference is wide open, but Milwaukee has almost no vehicle with which to improve their roster. So they were stuck between a rock and a hard place no matter what. And Dame was going to be basically impossible to trade under any circumstances. So they were basically stuck in the situation where they could try to convince Giannis to stay while having an albatross contract on the books that literally prevents them from doing anything, like a big $50 million chunk that is just useless on the payroll, or they could try to spread that out over 5 years, which is what they did. And so ultimately, if you look at it, it was their only chance to keep Giannis. If they were going to lose Brook Lopez in free agency, if they were going to have, only the option to retain some of their core players, which they did, and they got deals. Like I think that Kevin Porter Jr. actually had some utility alongside Giannis. They had some good pick and roll chemistry down the stretch of the season. Torian Prince shot the ball extremely well for them last year. You guys all saw Gary Trent light the world on fire in a couple of playoff games, getting those guys on discounted deals. Bobby Portis signed a discounted deal. I actually like Gary Harris. I wish they would have got him 5 years ago, but he's perfectly fine as an upgrade to a very weak perimeter defense like they have. And so Miles Turner, I have some similar concerns to Brooke, where you guys saw at various points in the postseason, Miles is a little slow-footed. He got burned on the perimeter quite a bit, especially in the Oklahoma City series. His inability to contain the ball up at the level of screens was kind of an issue for them. So for an already slow Bucks team, I don't love Miles Turner as some sort of massive needle mover. But honestly, as I look back, and they have Miles, they added Gary, they retained all these guys, that was way better than I thought they could have done under the circumstances. Now their cap is screwed, and they're headed for a massive rebuild after all of this. But ultimately, they wanted to give Giannis another chance, and that's what they did.
So Jason Timpf is with us here on Grant and Danny. I took a slightly different tack, but maybe got to the same point. I've always liked Miles Turner maybe a bit more than everybody seems to. Like to me, I'll figure it out. A guy that can hit threes and block shots, I've got a use for that guy. Like I'll figure kind of the rest out, even though if I've got more like water carrying stars, looking at the rest of the landscape, I'm going, I think that's kind of as good as they could have done. Now I don't know that that's why you make a move or not. Maybe you just, get kicked in the teeth and try to start a rebuild the last 50 years like the Wizards are doing. But I don't know. It seemed to me like that was pretty savvy, but you didn't like it as much.
No, it's not that it's not savvy. Like I said, I am surprised, sincerely surprised, that they actually managed to bring in as much talent as they did. Mm-hmm. And I have done similar things where I've tried to talk myself into the Miles Turner fit. So, for instance, one of the issues with Miles Turner was in the finals, the Pacers were picking up so aggressively full court that Miles was having to show on ball screens that were 40, 50, sometimes 60 feet from the basket. The Bucks probably won't do that. They'll probably ask him to come up to the level just at the above the break line, which is a more achievable goal for him. So maybe he'll be a better pick and roll defender for Milwaukee than he was in Indiana's scheme. Like, there are certain things that I'm trying to talk myself through. Obviously, a stretch big alongside Giannis is the ideal fit. Giannis, towards the tail end of the season last year, was such a point forward. Like, he unlocked this part of his game as a passer that we really hadn't seen before. And so I like the idea of truly spacing the floor with shooting, including at the five spot. Like, all of it can work. It's more just as I zoom out, like, let's talk about Cleveland. The Cleveland, obviously, they lose Ty Jerome, but they add Lonzo Ball. They still have that same core five that won 64 games last year, whatever it was. Like, they won a ton of games. The Knicks, they've added a couple of pieces of depth with Jordan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Clarkson and Gorshon Yabusele, like, they, I still think the Knicks and the Cavs feel like better teams to me. But again, it goes back to the premise. The premise here is you had to try to rebuild around Giannis, or he was going to request a trade. They had no choice. So I agree with you in the sense that, given a very bad hand of cards, they've somehow managed to put together at least a competitive team. Whereas last year, it seemed like they had no shot. Like, Indiana just ran right over them.
So, Jason, it seemed to me like you liked what the Wizards have been up to. They trade Jordan Poole. Then they draft Trey Johnson as part of a package of three players in this draft class. Where are you at right now on a Carrington-Johnson backcourt, C.J. McCollum getting in where he fits in, and where they're headed with Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar in this foundation?
You know, I think the Wizards have, first of all, Trey Johnson was my favorite player that I scouted in the draft prep this year. He's such a fun movement shooter, and that's the archetype of player that I've always been, very fond of. And he kind of adds some of that scoring creativity. One of the most important parts of scoring goes beyond skill to, like, audacity and creativity. You've got to have an outrageous belief in yourself and a willingness to try things that are not traditionally fundamentally sound, right? And Trey brings that, but also within the context of having a shot profile that makes sense. Like, he's not doing the Ace Bailey, I'm taking a bunch of super contested 18-footers. He's taking quality three-point shots where he only has to hit 35% of them for them to be efficient. And he brings some real off-the-dribble pop, a very good pull-up three-point shooter. Trey is just a ton of fun to watch. I really enjoyed scouting him for the draft this year. I'm just really excited for you guys. That's going to be a ton of fun. Then you have this young core of interesting players. You mentioned Bilal Coulibaly, obviously Bob Carrington, Alex Saar. We even, had some fun moments from Tristan Vucevic down the tail end of the season. There's a lot of, like, fun young talent in-house, and you got out the guys that were the unserious guys. Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma, I want to be clear, those guys played serious roles on a championship team. But they did it in bench context. And as leaders of teams, they've proven to be generally unserious. Getting them out, I think, was the culture shift that was necessary. You have these older vets in-house in Middleton and CJ that can actually like help with the development of your scoring guards. Trey Johnson, I think, is going to really benefit from spending time around CJ McCollum because Trey's a little bit rushed right now. He's doing everything at 100 miles an hour. And CJ McCollum is a textbook like change of pace and use his physical leverage to get separation from more athletic guards. I think he's going to really be able to help Trey with his individual development. And now what you get to do is take your hands off the wheel, so to speak, as a fan, and just watch these guys and learn for an entire season what they're awesome at, what they suck at. And then you can start to build a big picture plan by getting a feel for Trey Johnson's development, for Alex Starr's development, like getting a better feel for these guys. And the nice thing, too, is then you can turn around in February, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's someone out there that's like, man, I could really use a skill guard. CJ McCollum would be a great option. Chris Middleton would be a great option. I wouldn't be surprised if you could flip those guys to teams that need ball handling. Like Houston still needs ball handling. Orlando, I think, still use ball handling. There are teams out there that I think that will come knocking on the door at the deadline, and you could get even more asset return for those veterans.
Jason, great to catch up with you, buddy. Really appreciate it. Have a great fourth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.